Fighting words.
Word of Mouth. The story of fighting words.
I thought that, like, a 15-year-old writer, who's going to care kind of thing. But this whole place is made of young writers. Except for Roddy, of course. But mostly it's made of young writers who all want to do it.
This place is like a second home to me. It's like a home where you sit down, you write, and there's people here to give you ideas. There's a good environment here.
It's good to kind of come to a place where other people would read the same stuff as you and have somebody else to write with and understand why you enjoy it and everything. And you can talk about what you're working on. It's just really, really helpful and fun.
It's just something about it that I can't really describe, but it just gives you a kind of feeling that this is your world. What you want to happen happens. And it's just great.
Yeah, I think the problem is that you're really the right precise and philosopher in this world, isn't, you know, to an extent it might be something.
Being in the company of these kids, you know, I'm floored sometimes. This afternoon, talking to a 15-year-old who's written 50,000 words of a novel and is planning the next 50,000, and that's just incredible. At 15, not from a bookish background at all, it's all self-done. Brilliant. Really, really great. Yeah. I'm Roddy Doyle. We're in a writing centre called Fighting Words. I have a friend called Dave Eggers, a writer who lives and works in San Francisco. Some years ago, he knew I was visiting and he asked me to come down and look at a writing centre he just opened for young people in the Mission District. And it was called 826 Valencia, which was the number of the building on the street, Valencia Street. There were a group of kids sitting in front of a large screen and there were words on the screen. I went and sat behind them and began to see what they were doing. They were writing a story together. And it was being typed up on the big screen. I thought the whole thing was magic. A lovely invitation to write. Having started the story together, then they're invited to write their own endings. I thought the whole package was just terrific. And I loved it.